on 5th of January and 6th of January 2021, including who would be speaking and what music will be played, according to a former administration official and a House committee. Katrina Pearson attended a meeting in which Donald Trump is said to have discussed wanting the National Guard deployed, anticipating counter-protests. Caroline Wren, a professional fundraiser and a friend of Kimberly Guilfoyle, an advisor to Donald Trump and a girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr., was listed on an attachment for a permit that rally organizers gave the Park Police. Megan Powers, a longtime Donald Trump aide, was listed on a rally permit. Among the Republicans in Congress who worked publicly to keep Donald Trump in power were Representatives Mo Brooks of Alabama, Paul Gosar of Arizona, and Andy Biggs of Arizona, all of whom Ali Alexander, the Stop the Steal organizer, has said helped set the events of 6th of January in motion. We four schemed up of putting maximum pressure on Congress while they were voting, Ali Alexander said in a since-deleted video posted online, so that who we couldn't lobby, we could change the hearts and the minds of Republicans who were in that body, hearing our loud roar from outside. Paul Gosar's chief of staff has said his office merely promoted Stop the Steal events and was not involved in planning them. Mr. Biggs, who provided a video message for Ali Alexander to play at a 19th of December rally, has denied coordinating event planning with Mr. Alexander. Mo Brooks, who wore body armor on stage on 6th of January 2021 as he told the crowd to start taking down names, also denied coordinating with Mr. Alexander. Mo Brooks recently turned on Donald Trump after the former president rescinded his endorsement in a Senate race and said Donald Trump had repeatedly asked him in recent months to illegally rescind the election, remove President Biden, and force a new special election. Mr. Brooks was one of two members of Congress who spoke at Donald Trump's rally at the Ellipse before the attack on the Capitol. The other was Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican of North Carolina, who weeks earlier encouraged the public to call members of Congress and lightly threatened them if they did not support Donald Trump's claims of voter fraud. Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, unsuccessfully sued Mike Pence over his refusal to interfere in the election certification. Other Republicans who used inflammatory rhetoric around that time included Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Lauren Boebert of Colorado, first-term lawmakers who referred to the day as Republicans' 1776 moment. On 21st of December 2020, Donald Trump met with members of the House Freedom Caucus to discuss their plans to challenge Joe Biden's victory. Among those present were Paul Gosar, Mr. Biggs, Mo Brooks, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio and Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, who were deeply involved in Mr. Trump's efforts to fight the election results. The House Committee has so far asked only three members of Congress for an interview: Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, the Republican leader who engaged in what he called a very heated call with Donald Trump during the riot, Jim Jordan, and Scott Perry. All three men have refused to agree to a voluntary interview.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 25 meters, 11,865 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iran Sat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Mr. Masumi, I'm so glad to have you here with me as always, Alhamdulillah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته It's my pleasure. I truly admire and
Alhamdulillah.
I get so many benefits from this discussion, truly.
Same here.
One of the very controversial issues is the system of dowry in Islam. Unfortunately, we see a lot of people objecting this system. They say Islam is presenting women like an object. Islam has put the price tag on women. So this is a very, very fundamental objection. And our scholars and our writers, our speakers, they have clearly have given answer. And it is very obvious that the respect Islam gives to women, the status, the high status Islam is giving to women, we cannot even think about it. How much high status Islam has given. And when it comes to the dowry system, it is not the price tag Islam puts on women. It says to man that you are responsible towards this beautiful gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we say if someone gets some gift and if he pays it some price, so it is more valuable. It has more value. So this dowry system is not the price tag. Because a woman, according to Islam, has the complete freedom. You know, she has this choice that to who she marries, she has totally freedom. When she gets married, this is also on her own decision. When she wants to get married, to who she wants to get married, and what kind of conditions she wants to keep for the marriage, all these depends on her only decision.
Beautiful.
No any person has any interfere in this. Even father, mother, brother, they do not have this right to say to their daughter that you marry with this person, you keep these conditions, you know, now you get married or after 2 years you get married. No, they can give suggestions, but
no one can force her. Yeah, everything is her choice. That is so amazing. Yeah.
So look at Islam. Islam has given 100% freedom. And in this freedom, Islam recommends that man should have some responsibility. To remind these responsibilities, Islam has recommended to keep some dowry system. So this dowry is not a price tag, God forbid. This is just a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a very valuable thing. You have to be responsible and you have to pay its price. So this is the system of dowry.
Even she has this choice to not take anything, you know, as a dowry means anything materialistic. You know, she can say, I don't want dollars or pounds. I want you to teach me something or arrange a teacher. You know, she can say, can you take me for Hajj? You know, I don't want any money. If the dowry was only something materialistic in that sense, that something which is like money, then maybe you would say, oh yeah, and that money is according to the beauty of women. No, it's not like that. Even in Islamic traditions, we have that, you know, the dowry of Janabi Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, yeah, it's better to keep less dowry. Maybe you are a great scholar as a wife. Maybe you have done PhD. Another girl, she's not, you know, learned at all. So both dowry is same, you know, like both have a choice to take a dowry, you know. So it's not like that if you belong to such and such family, so your dowry is higher and a poor girl, her dowry is less, you know, then you can have this objection that look at the Islam. Islam is just looking to the physical beauty of women and towards materialistic sides of the life. But Islam is saying, no, this is as a gift. You can take it, this gift, in a form of book, in a form of, you know, visit to the holy shrine, for example, holy shrine of any imam or the house of Allah. You can take it as money. You know, it's your choice. You can take it. Whatever is valuable, it should have some value. But it doesn't mean that you are just giving the price of women.
Because in the time of ignorance, definitely they would take this as a prize because they have brought this girl up and they have spent their time and money. Because of these things, they would take some money from men, yeah?
Yeah, that was common before Islam.
Before Islam. And when Islam came, Islam rejected this.
I remember once, you know,
so much value.
I love this story. One day, our Prophet, he was sitting in the mosque. So I'm just imagining that one side behind the curtain, there were a man praying behind Rasulullah, and another side there are some definitely ladies. So one of the ladies, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to marry. Can you choose any spouse for me? I don't have any spouse. So, you know, look at the amazing reaction of our Prophet. Straight away, the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announced and he said, who can marry this lady? So one of the men, he said, I'm ready to marry. So our prophet, he asked him that, what do you have to give her as a gift, as a mahriya, or as a dowry? So he said that, in short, he said that, I know these many chapters of Holy Book of Quran, yeah, Holy Book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For example, I know Surah Abbas, so I can teach her Surah Abbas. So prophet was so happy. It's so beautiful. So it's not like that, oh, you are just, you know, keeping any kind of price for women.
Dowry is not like this, that it should always be money or gold, yeah, or something, these things. No, whatever thing which has value, yeah, in that society, that can be kept as a dowry.
If we look at the appearance, it looks like that man has the power to choose a wife, to propose a wife, to give a gift, you know, like he, you know, it looks like he has more authority than a girl, a woman. What do you think about it?
In the first glance, yeah, it looks like this.
Exactly. Yeah.
But when you think about all this process, then you get surprised that who has more value? The girl, the woman. Let me give you an example of a diamond, you know?
Yeah.
Diamond has more value. It has more customers. So many people, they want to have diamond. But nobody can afford unless, you know, except few people.
Yeah.
So they go after diamond to select and get it. Likewise, woman is like a diamond. And diamond does not come to you itself. You have to go after diamond.
Yeah.
So like that, women are very special. So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Allah has put in man's nature that he should always go and ask for the girl's hands himself. So it shows the value of a girl, not a man.
Beautiful. I'm just remembering the saying of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha. She says, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he's like a Kaaba, a Baytullah, the house of Allah. That people go to Baytullah to do tawaf, to visit. Baytullah and Kaaba never comes to you.
It does not come to you.
Yeah, we cannot compare it. That is a very, very, you know, other area. But just I'm thinking that, wow, this is such a beautiful way of looking. Like it depends. If you are negative always about Islamic rulings, so you interpret everything negatively, you know, whatever Islam, like I have seen, even women, you know, they're always having objection that they always say, why girls are getting sooner baligh compared to boys? Why she has to pray earlier than boys, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years earlier? This is not fair. This is, you know, injustice. The same girl, if she's taking a break from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to not pray every month because of the periods, then the same people, you know, they say, this is not fair. You know, why she's not praying? That means she's, you know, has less value in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What does it mean? Like, unfortunately, because of lack of our education, we are always negative about the rights of women in Islam.
When Allah says, come and pray, we object and we say, this is too early. When Allah says, come and fast, and when Allah says, come and seek nearness of me, we say, oh Allah, she's too young. Why you are saying like this?
Yeah.
But the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says you don't pray, you take a break, then again we come and object and say, Allah, why you are not giving this opportunity to her to seek closeness?
That means the problem is here in our way of thinking.
But in reality, if we look at this break also, itself is the fulfilling Allah's will.
Exactly.
The orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also the way to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Especially when girls and women, they are, visiting the holy shrines, they want to go inside the mosque. Allah says, you can't stay inside the mosque while you are in your cycles. So she said, oh, I wish I was clean, but I have to obey my Allah's order. So that is also a way of worship.
Away from these things is also part of worship. We were talking about dowry, and in the Holy Quran also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَاتُّ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً.
Nihla means
gift.
Exactly. Even I love the word of saduqa. It's also so beautiful. Like it comes from truth. Like you want to say, I'm very truthful towards you,
Unfortunately, we are running out of time as usual. I hope our dear listeners have benefited from this discussion. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
La ilaha illallah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners, and here are some guidelines for the fasting from the Prophet's 5th infallible heir, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, who quotes the Prophet's advice to Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. O Jabir, whoever fasts the days of Ramadan, stands for prayers in the part of its nights, guards his or her sexual desires, reins in his or her tongue, lures his or her gaze, and injures not the feelings of others, will become free of sins as on the day he or she was born.
We We are with you. What about you? Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
A zoo in Ireland's capital, Dublin, has unveiled its newest habitat called the Himalayan Hills, a brand new home of the red panda and the snow leopard. Visitors are able to see the red panda's habitat by traveling along the new trail around a rocky edge to an open viewing area. The red pandas are typically climbing, exploring, or munching on bamboo at the top of broad-leafed evergreen trees. The expanded habitat was designed with a red panda's tree-dwelling lifestyle in mind. Also, visitors can gaze up at the 15-meter rocky slope through an impressive panoramic viewing area to spot the snow leopards. These elusive felines are typically nocturnal, so catching a glimpse of one is a rare treat. The project took a few years to complete. It was halted in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and massive budget shortages, but was restarted after government funding in 2021. The zoo is part of a protection project for red pandas and snow leopards. These animals are listed as vulnerable due to threats from poaching and severe habitat loss. With neon lights on the floor and walls, pulsing electronic beats, and a glowing red shuttlecock bouncing back and forth, Malaysian badminton court evokes a sci-fi movie set. Shuttle in the Dark is a badminton hall in the iconic Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It was set up in late 2021 by a sport management company to encourage people to take up the racket sport after 2 years of social restrictions because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of INIC Sport Management says the initial goal was to draw sports fans and players back into action.
Our initial goal was how can we encourage and gain back the interest of people to come back and play. And not only those enthusiasts, but then as well the new people who was not able to or never play badminton before. So that's why we come out with this experience called Shuttle in the Dark.
Playing on a futuristic court presents an unusual challenge for athletes as they have to adjust their eyes to the darkness to fly. Badminton is one of the most popular sports in Malaysia and Asia, with a thriving community in the Southeast Asian community. It has produced some of the world's top-ranked players. Ancient Pompeii has a new guardian, Spot, a four-legged robot dog that will inspect the ancient Italian city's streets and tunnels to identify structural issues. The robot, designed by the U.S. firm Boston Dynamics, will patrol Pompeii at nighttime. The robot inspects the smallest of spaces and gathers data for planning interventions to fix safety and structural issues. Equipped with a 360-degree camera, Spot will also protect the city's streets from illegal relic hunters who cause structural damage to the ruins by digging tunnels. Pompeii will also have its own eye in the sky, a Leica BLK-2 flying laser scanner capable of autonomously conducting 3D scans of the ruins, helping Spot carry out its tasks. Safeguarding ancient sites from treasure hunters has always been a problem for every country, especially the ancient ones.
A super rare bird has added a cute member to critically endangered Sumatran rhinos of Indonesia. The newborn calf is the sixth born since intensive efforts to breed the species began in the 1980s. The female calf, which doesn't have a name yet, was given birth to by a rhino named Rosa in a sanctuary. Rosa has suffered 8 miscarriages since 2005 when she was brought in from the wild for a breeding program. Fewer than 80 Sumatran rhinos remain in the world, mainly on the Indonesian islands of Sumatra and Borneo. Excessive poaching along with other threats has brought the species to the brink of extinction. The cherry blossom or sakura season in the Japanese capital is a magical experience as trees burst into bloom, dousing the streets with stunning shades of pink. This year, people are enjoying the occasion to the fullest as COVID restrictions are no more there. Thousands gathered in central Tokyo wearing masks, taking pictures and posing for selfies among the trees. Cherry flowers reach full bloom on Sunday, 4 days earlier than usual, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. The age-old tradition of viewing cherry blossoms typically takes place across the country. The flowers are a national obsession. People flock to parks to hold parties and picnics. However, due to the pandemic, authorities have asked people to refrain from eating and drinking outdoors.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Millions of people across the world celebrate Earth Hour, a symbolic Lights Out event that aims to call attention to environmental issues and the necessity of protecting the planet. The annual event encourages people to turn off their non-essential lighting for an hour and take a break from using electronic devices during that period. Earth Hour takes place every year on the last Saturday of March. The theme of this year's event is Shape Our Future and has been celebrated in more than 180 countries, including Greece, France, Thailand, and Iran. The initiative was first introduced in 2007 by the World Wildlife Fund as a grassroots movement for highlighting the collective responsibility of the people towards their environment. An ancient place in Guatemala with special significance for the Mayan culture could be the next entry on the World Heritage List. The historic village known today as the Takalik Abach Archaeological Park was occupied for 1,700 years before it was abandoned and discovered in 1888. It's said to have been home to a pre-Hispanic people. Archaeologists found their way to this mysterious piece of land where they found a series of exotic artifacts and sculptures back in 2008. Guatemala's Minister of Cultural Heritage says this site has a sacred place in the nation's culture.
Takalik Abach is a sacred place with important links to Guatemala's culture. It's a place that harbors flora and fauna biodiversity and even Mayan spirituality and war is wild. This makes this place highly important within the Mayan culture in Guatemala.
Archaeologists believe the monuments go back to the deep-rooted civilizations of Olmec and Maya in a Central American culture around 400 BC. The government has presented the site to UNESCO, hoping it will be declared a World Heritage Site. A Belgian-British teenager is on a solo flight around the globe that could make him a world record holder. Mark Rutherford started his journey from a small airfield near the Bulgarian capital Sofia on Wednesday. His first destination, the island of
is the island of Sicily in Italy. From there, he'll fly south to Africa and then round the globe to cross the finish line again in Bulgaria. The 16-year-old pilot says he got his inspiration from his sister.
Egypt's rich history seems to be a gift that keeps on giving. The country has unveiled some exquisite newly discovered tombs. The pharaonic tombs were found at the Saqqara archaeological site south of Cairo. The site is a big necropolis of Memphis, an ancient capital of Egypt. The graves belonged to a senior royal official, or other senior royal officials. Some of the graves are engraved with interesting titles such as Steward of the Royal House and Supervisor of the Garden. The tombs are around 4,000 years old, dating back to the Old Kingdom of Egypt.
Iranian families celebrated the ancient tradition of Sizde Bedar, or Nature's Day, by spending some quality time outdoors with family. Yusuf Jalali has a story.
It's Nature's Day in Iran, and parks and countrysides are flooded with families who never miss the chance to spend the final day of Nowruz holidays out with their loved ones. The ancient occasion is called Sizde Bedar. Over the past 2 years, the festival was called off amid the coronavirus pandemic, and it's the first time in 2 years that Sizde Bedar is marked with such a huge crowd.
Because of the coronavirus, people could not go out on Sizde Bedar for 2 years in a row. And this year, the majority are vaccinated and green spaces are jam-packed with picnic goers.
We Iranians have grown up with Sizde Bedar and we never miss it. Thank God we can safely enjoy this amazing tradition this year with all our family members and relatives.
Sizde Bedar means getting rid of number 13. In Persian mythology, 13 is the bad luck number. Now, Sizde Bedar is believed to chase away the bad luck and bring good vibes.
Today, we cooked special foods like arsh and chicken kebab to eat them for lunch with our family members. We traditionally believe that this day brings bad luck and we must spend it outdoors with joy to get rid of it.
The event is also called the Festival of Nature, and it is an occasion to raise awareness of the need to preserve the environment.
Throughout the history, Iranians have had close relationship with nature, and that's why we have dedicated a special day in our calendar to nature. Before we leave our place here, we clean the environment.
Sizde Bedar is the final day of the two-week celebrations of the Persian New Year, known as Nowruz, which marks the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. The tradition has been celebrated for some 3,000 years in Iran, Tajikistan, and Afghanistan, among other communities. Everyone must have missed outdoor gatherings after more than 2 years of COVID restrictions. Now that worries over the pandemic have eased to some extent, Sizde Bedar once again reunited Iranians with Mother Nature, with all the good vibes and hope for a world free of the coronavirus. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Do you agree to know about forgiveness from Allah in the month of Ramadan? So be with us.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي
رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
But let's open the calendar. Today, Thursday, is the 5th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to verses 1 to 6 of chapter الرحمن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الرحمن.
The most merciful.
علم القرآن.
Taught the Quran.
خلق الإنسان.
Created man.
علمه البيان.
And taught him eloquence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And the stars and trees prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is common knowledge that all the food used by mankind originally derived from plants, some of which are directly consumed by men and some are used to feed those animals, constituting human dietary ingredients. It is applied to sea animals since they feed on minute plants, growing in millions throughout water under sunlight, floating in between waves. Thus, the word najm is applied to small creeping plants like pumpkin and cucumber, and the word shajar designated types of plants with stems, stalks, and trunks like corms and fruit-bearing trees.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
What can we learn about forgiveness from Allah in the month of Ramadan? Forgiveness and receiving pardons is an essential part of faith in Islam, but the matter is even more vital in the holy month of Ramadan. It is an opportunity during this blessed month of reflection in regards to one's relationship with Allah the Almighty, for prayer, fasting, and earning Allah's mercy in the hope of having one's sins completely erased via repentance, provided a Muslim is sincere from his heart that he regrets his mistakes and to save oneself from the hellfire. So the concept of repentance and being forgiven for one's sins in Ramadan is by asking Allah to forgive continuously in this month of mercy as good deeds of kindness, prayer, and reciting the Holy Quran are multiplied by up to 700 times than usual. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the significance of seeking forgiveness and practical repentance in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has many benefits, I mean, both physical and spiritual and religious, for those people who observe it, I mean, who observe religious piety and observe fasting, mandatory fasting. One of them is that those people who committed many sins throughout the year, in the month of Ramadan, they come to seek divine forgiveness and practical repentance because they find themselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of observing piety and observing mandatory fasting. Here it must be indicated that the month of Ramadan is altogether the month of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieving practical repentance, whether for those people who are capable of fasting, observing fasting and practical fasting, and those people who may not be capable of fasting due to, for example, being on trip, or for example being ill or old age and so on. However, we find that throughout the month of Ramadan, this table of divine reception is always ready for everybody. So it depends on those people who may try to reach this table of divine reception. It's indicated in the Holy Quran that one of the traits of the pious people is that in case they commit a sin and they wrong themselves, they soon repent and ask the divine repentance and forgiveness. They ask the divine forgiveness and they try to achieve practical repentance. At the same time, we find that in the Holy Quran, all people are subject to wronging themselves and harming themselves. And this is because of the type of carnal desires and the type of satanic temptations that may affect all of us. We are not infallibles, and since we are not infallibles, we are subject to receiving these temptations and being affected by them. At the same time, it must be indicated that those people who are zealous in requesting and in seeking divine forgiveness and achieving practical repentance, they have more opportunities for coming up with this special favor in the month of Ramadan. First, because of the overall grace available in the month of Ramadan, and then because of their own desire and zealousness in this regard. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
And the continuation of today's special on the month of Ramadan, Ramadan Messages for Forgiveness. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is all about seeking forgiveness for our sins. Intentionally and unintentionally, we all do something wrong, and the month of Ramadan gives us the chance to seek forgiveness for the wrong we have done. By fasting with all our hearts, we can seek forgiveness from Allah, and by offering our sweetest prayers, we can earn His blessings. The holy month of Ramadan is a glorious opportunity for all of us to start fresh with a positive body, mind, and soul. May the goodness of this month, the month of Ramadan, surround us and bring us happiness. May our hearts be free of guilt and souls be full of happiness. The month of Ramadan is all about seeking forgiveness for Allah and earning His blessings and love. Under the title of seeking forgiveness and forgiving oneself in Ramadan, we are often told that the month of Ramadan is a month of mercy, reflection, and forgiveness from Allah for our sins and shortcomings. However, many of us forget that forgiving ourselves is a part of the healing and repentance process. We may have made some awful life decisions or actions or sins, but the key is to forgive yourself. It is in the month of Ramadan that we are meant to not just hear the recitation of the Quran and read Quran, but to truly connect with Him, Allah. It is in this time where we're not only meant to gain Allah's forgiveness, but forgive ourselves. The month of Ramadan is designated for the brokenhearted, the regretful, and the God-conscious. To gain Allah's mercy, we must be merciful to ourselves. It is in the month of Ramadan that we are reminded of Allah's love for us, and we must learn to love ourselves too. It is in this month that Allah brought His beloved the gift of Salah, ritual prayer, for 5 times a day. We have 5 times to speak to the source of ultimate peace, comfort, and healing. May Allah accept all your good deeds and fasting and prayers.
This is the holy month that we have to take advantage of. This is the time that the gates of paradise are open. This is the month of opportunities. In a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, if people knew the value of the month of Ramadan, they would wish for this month to be a whole year long. They would wish that it would be a whole year long, a month of ibadah. They wish it would be a year of ibadah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he tells the Muslims before the beginning of the month of Ramadan, he tells them, Subhanallah, ماذا تستقبلون وماذا يستقبلكم. Subhanallah, ماذا تستقبلون وماذا يستقبلكم. Rasulullah repeats this 3 times. Subhanallah, all glory is due to Allah. You say Subhanallah when it's something that is very important. Subhanallah, ماذا تستقبلون? What do you welcome and what welcomes you? What is our perception of the month of Ramadan and how does the month of Ramadan come to us? I see some people before the month of Ramadan, they're worried. They're worried how they're going to go hungry, how they're going to be tired, how they're going to be exhausted, how they're going to regulate their sleep. Yes, these are all worries that we have. But if we knew the value of the month of Ramadan, this would all be nothing.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
طمآن طمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن طمآن طمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.